As a priest and as a spiritual father for a parish, people often come to me in times of suffering. And there's certainly no shortage of suffering right here in our parish. You know, a lot of people who are hurting. In the past few weeks, you know, I was just looking at my prayer list and all the people I had encountered. And, you know, just within our parish, we have parishioners who are grieving the loss of one of their loved ones. We have parishioners who have a loved one who has recently been diagnosed with a serious or a terminal illness. You know, we have parishioners that are suffering from depression. Some of them, it's so deep that they're thinking suicidal thoughts and bordering on despair. We have parishioners who are mourning broken family relationships and marriages that are facing divorce. You know, we have people who are suffering because a family member that they care about has left the faith and has left the narrow path that Christ talks about in the gospel. We have people who are struggling because they're in marriage situations who can't be rectified with the church's laws and with God's laws. And sometimes it feels like it's you're in a ship that's just getting battered with waves from every side. And sometimes it's easy to be overwhelmed when we face all these issues and all this suffering. Our second reading today talks about trials like that. And what it says is, every son whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. It says, at the time, discipline seems a cause of pain, not joy. But later, it brings the fruit of righteousness for those trained by it. And so, you know, what this reading is talking about is first, you know, that God allows us to have these trials for a reason, and that it is God's love and through his wisdom that he gives us these trials, because he knows they're ultimately for our benefit. And it says, those who are trained by them, that these trials that the Lord gives us helps to form our virtue and our character. And that ultimately, you know, these trials do a number of things. One, they help to break our selfish will. You know, because we always want things to go right. We always want things a certain way. And that's our own selfishness and our own will that has to be broken before we can truly be obedient to God's will. As long as we're living by our own will, we're not going to be following the will of God. And so that will has to be broken, as does our trust in ourselves and our trust in the things of this world. You know, we can't trust in our own means to provide for ourselves, because ultimately we cannot get ourselves to heaven. We can't trust in health or other things that this world can provide. All those are fleeting. And so what the Lord is doing through trials is he is trying to elevate our will to unite with his will. He's trying to elevate us beyond worldly goods, worldly desires, and lesser goals. He's trying to elevate us to something higher. And so on our part, it's important to allow ourselves to be trained by discipline. And that means embracing, not rejecting the trials that we've received. We're going to have to go through them anyway. And we can go through them reluctantly, or we can go through them willingly. And it's when we embrace them willingly that the Lord gives us the grace to sustain us and to transform us. We celebrated this past week the feast day of St. Rose of Lima. St. Rose was the very first saint canonized from the New World, from the Americas. And there's pretty strong devotion, especially in this area of the world. If you go around to a lot of churches, you'll see statues of St. Rose of Lima. But she was a very beautiful young woman who embraced a life of severe penance. And at one point in time, Jesus said to her, "Let all men know that grace comes after tribulation. Without the burden of afflictions, it is impossible to reach the height of grace. The gifts of grace increase as struggles increase. Without the cross, they can find no road to climb to heaven." And so the greater our struggles are, the greater the purification that comes from them, and ultimately those struggles are the path to heaven. You know, our Lord promises us in the second reading, he promises that the trials and the discipline that he gives us are going to bring deep healing and conversion. He promises us that good is going to come from those. St. Rose of Lima said, if people understood this, they would seek pains and afflictions, not good fortune. No one would complain about his cross or troubles if he would come to know the scales on which they are weighed when they are distributed to men. If we understood from God's perspective and from his wisdom how important and how powerful these trials are in their ability to cleanse us, she says that people would not only accept their cross without complaint, but they would actually seek out pain and affliction and not good fortune. And so often we want good fortune. We want things to be easy because we don't understand how important it is for us to face the challenges that are going to deepen our virtue and bring us growth. It's easy to believe in God or to have a good attitude when everything's going perfectly. But it's in the midst of trials where we have to dig deep and say, yes, I still believe in God. I believe that he loves me and I'm going to persevere. It's in those midst of trials where virtue is deepened. So Jesus speaks in the gospel about the narrow gate. Salvation is not for people who seek their own interest. It's for those people who know Jesus Christ, who obey him, and who are willing to take up their cross and follow him. You know, our crosses help to unite us to Jesus Christ. And ultimately, we never walk alone when we embrace our cross. We walk with Jesus Christ. If we receive our trials unwillingly, they can absolutely discourage us and they can break us. But if we see God's hand in them, and if we recognize that they're given in love and in God's wisdom for our benefit, and if we accept them with love, then they become our crosses and they become our path to heaven. And over time, we'll begin to see the importance and embrace those, and we'll begin to love them because we'll recognize that those crosses are bringing us to the very gates of heaven. And so no matter what our trials are, no matter what difficulties come our way, no matter how much it seems like the ship is just getting battered with waves again and again, as the second reading tells us, take courage and know that these are trials that come from the Lord out of love, and that when we accept those willingly, we're never going to be overwhelmed, but that these trials are the very path that is going to bring us one day to the gates of heaven.